Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This day.
Yes.
Happy Monday morning.
Yeah, I was cutting you.
Sorry.
I couldn't wait to get my pizza off. Not next week, mm-hmm. not next day. Mm-hmm. This is the day. Mm-hmm. This day. Mm-hmm. That's the only day we got. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we put too much into a day that is not given to us. Mm-hmm. Now, tomorrow
right.
or next week. Mm-hmm. That is not given to us. What is given to us is which one?
Right now.
Right now.
Today.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to live in the moment. Live in the moment. Come on, live in the moment. This one. Okay. This is Monday morning. I got to get you going. I hope you get some coffee. I got, some coffee. Okay. Okay, Pastor Diana.
We ended on a powerful note on Friday. We said the giant is your target in sight. So we want to pick up on that teaching this week. The giant is your target in sight. So write that down, put it on a sticky note. The giant is your target in sight. We're not to be running in fear, but the giant is our target in sight. So
keep the giant where?
In sight.
That's your target.
Mm-hmm.
What is holding you down? What is the thing that terrorizes you?
Mm-hmm.
What is the thing that you are afraid of? That's your giant.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you are afraid of is your giant.
Giant. Mm-hmm. It's even like the enemy. The Bible says that when we really see the fullness of yeah. Satan, that we're going to say, was that really you
yeah.
that terrorized the nations?
Yeah.
It's going to be like, what? It was you?
You. That terrorized the nation. Okay, so keep your giant inside this morning. On your way to work, if mm-hmm. fear is a giant, mm-hmm. keep that inside, and we're going to show you how to overcome that
mm-hmm.
this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready with us? We're going to show you how to overcome. This is the way we overcome, mm-hmm. through the word, okay?
Yes. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 29, and David said, "What have I done now? Is there not a cause?"
Yes.
Is there not a cause.
Yes.
He was speaking to his brothers. He was preparing to go out before the giant. He was preparing to go out before Goliath. Goliath came to a battle line for 40 days. It says in the morning and at night. So 80 times Goliath came to the battle line, and he was challenging the camp of Israel. And all the camp of Israel, including their great king, were paralyzed by fear.
Yes.
On the mountain. They did not come down to the battle line. Goliath continually, day by day, two times a day, came down for that battle line. Opportunity after opportunity. But no one from the camp of Israel, no one, not including Saul himself, came down to that battle line to accept the challenge. They were immobilized by fear. And then here comes David. He's not trained in a military, but he's trained up by God. And he knows that there are some things that are worth fighting for.
Yes.
And he says to his brothers when they mocked him that he was going to go out there and do, he said, "Is there not a cause?" So what is your cause on this morning? Your cause has to be greater than your fear.
Yes.
When the cause is greater than the fear, you'll be able to cut the head off of the Goliath. When the cause is greater than the fear. I know, just a little example. When the first week of school, my kid's an e-learner. My kid's not going back to school. 3 hours into e-learning, the phone at the school's ringing. I need my child back in school.
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
Throughout the first week, yeah. I need my child back in school.
Yes.
Okay, what just happened? The yeah. cause just outweighed the fear.
Yes.
At first, before e-learning, with the threat of COVID, parents were saying, "I want to keep my child at home.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my child at home. They're going to be an e-learner." But when the demand of e-learning showed up, of what it actually was, the demand now that's on the household to be able to provide the learning environment and the support of the e-learning, what'd they say? Nope, get them to school. They're all right.
Yeah. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. The cause has to be great. What is your cause this morning? What is going to propel you to fight? What is going to push you? Is there's a cause, David says. I am not going to fight for a losing battle, or I'm not going to fight aimlessly. I'm fighting on purpose. So this morning, I'm living on purpose. I will not allow fears to torment me today. I will not allow worry to torment me today. This is the day that the Lord has made. So since the Lord made this day, I will rejoice in this day. And will not let the devil terrorize me through this day that I cannot have peace. I will have peace in this day because I recognize that this is the day that the Lord has made.
And David,
go ahead.
David had peace in his decision.
Yes.
Yeah. He had peace in the decision to go and pursue Goliath, even though everybody else said not to.
Right. He has a cause. And so the cause bring peace.
Yes. Because his brother said, nah. Saul said, well, if you're going to go, then you need to wear my armor. So David put on Saul's armor and he said, no, I can't go in this. This hasn't been proven in my life.
I haven't worked with this. I haven't proven this thing.
I have no experience with this.
Come on, somebody.
I have no experience with the world's weapon of warfare, with the world's system. He said, I have experience with God's system.
Yes.
God's system has proven himself. God's system had proven himself to David over and over again. He said, when the lion came, when the bear came, God gave me victory.
Yes.
It wasn't none of you that was with me when I was in the field, when I was amongst the sheep and the bear came, the lion came. There was nobody but God.
Yeah.
And he built on that victory.
Well, watch this. The bear and the lion was mightier physically than David. The lion is ferocious. The lions attack their target and kill their target. David knew pretty well what he's up against. And he knew he's going to need a greater power than himself to fight that lion. Or else David would be running up into a tree. Go you see David. You see that lion. Boy, he is going up into a tree. And allow the lion to what? Devour his possession. You see what? So the cause was great. Now, the lion is coming. What is he coming to do? He's coming to devour my possession. Those sheep. I am not going to let that lion take my sheep. Therefore, I now have to rely on a greater power than myself, which is Almighty God. So David now going to rely on the God of what? Israel. Okay? And then, watch this, Pastor Di. And then he attacked the lion in the power of the God of Israel and defeated him. Defeated a lion. Oh, so David knew God worked.
He became undevourable.
Yes.
He could not be devoured.
Yes. So David knew now God worked. And he also knew something. God is on his side. He knew that. He knew that. Can somebody get this morning? He now knew. He's not guessing no more. So now come another test. Another test, which is greater than the one that he just defeated. The bear is bigger in stature, more ferocious than the lion. Let's see if David's going to back down again. Now the bear came. David realized, okay, it's not me. You see, Pastor Di, this is the key here. It's not me. Now, we say greater is he. On this Monday morning, you got to get this here. Greater is he that is in me than that which is where? In the world. You and I have to now come into an experience that God lives inside of you. Mm-hmm. And because he does, whatever is on the outside, God is greater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, Pastor Dye.
Yeah.
And I hope our listener get this.
Mm-hmm.
Your target enemy is not greater than God.
Mm-hmm.
Because that target is where? On the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to keep that target in view and get it and go get it. And so David went after the bear. Same way. He didn't change because he knew God was on his side.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did, he killed that bear. The bear didn't devour him nor devour the sheep. David annihilate, completely annihilate that bear. Okay? But it wasn't David's power. The Bible says, not by might, not by power, but it's by the Spirit, says the Lord.
Mm-hmm. It goes on in 1 Samuel chapter 17, starting at verse 33 through 36. It gives the account of which Pastor was just ministering. And Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth and the man of war." And he is
a man of war
from his youth.
Right.
But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth.
Yeah.
And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will
be like one of them,
seeing he has defied the armies of the living God.
Yeah.
So David comes into this prayer of remembrance, into this declaration of remembrance of what God, the victories that God has already given unto him, by whose hand he's seen deliverance.
Yeah.
He's seen deliverance by the hand of God. So he's building up himself now in his most holy faith.
Yes.
And he's building himself up for this next battle to face Goliath. He said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? How can the world system be outshining the system of God?
Impossible.
Impossible.
Impossible."
So he goes and he confronts the situation. He confronts the giant that immobilized many who were more trained than him.
Mm-hmm.
Immobilized them by fear. But here comes David. He comes up to that battle line. He presents himself to Goliath. And when Goliath starts bringing the threats, David rises up. When Goliath starts forming the weapon with his words, David rises up and brings condemnation to every word that comes out of Goliath's mouth.
Now, greater is he. Greater is he who is in
me.
That's the key right there. Than that which is where?
In the world.
So until we come to that place of understanding, the enemy will always make us run.
Mm-hmm. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
If you've been part of a church family, it's likely that some of your children have been recruited to play the part of shepherds in the annual Christmas pageant. Wearing bathrobes with towels on their heads and staffs in their hands, these junior shepherds play their parts with solemn dignity and wide-eyed wonder. And I think that's exactly how the first shepherds came to the stable to view Jesus. They were not sophisticated intellectuals coming to disprove the idea of God being born in Bethlehem. They were plain-spoken men who took the angelic announcement of Jesus